Fighters, quick announcement for you here on Monday, June 5th. That's actually today. Mile High Profit Summit tickets go on sale. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out what we have in store for you this year. The theme of the event is Sell Unafraid. And let me tell you, nothing happens in your business without a sale. And now more than ever, you need to up your skills as a salesperson so that you can sell your work at the highest prices possible to get a profit in your business so you can deliver amazing experiences for your client. We're going to talk about numbers. We're going to talk about how to attract the right leads. We're going to talk about how to close deals at your price. So go to the link that is in the show notes. Guys, we've got a great lineup. We have a special elite day that is happening. It's a pre-event event, and you're going to want to be part of that if you're able to do that. But nonetheless, you can join me, Ben Newman, Steve Rosenberg, and a bunch of other total FWs for an amazing few days to work on you and work on your business. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com. I'm out. Fighters, no man is more unhappy than he who never faces adversity, for he is not permitted to prove himself. That was written by Seneca probably a couple thousand or more years ago. Let me say it again. No man is more unhappy than he who never faces adversity, for he is not permitted to prove himself. What do you do when you see a challenge coming your way? Do you run away from it or do you run into the punch? You see something tough, a tough decision you need to make, a tough situation that's coming in your life or in your business, and it's out there on the horizon. What is your attitude towards it? Now, to be fair, I do not go looking for adversity. It's not something that I go, hey, I can't wait to go fight a big challenge that's going to, you know, kick me in the dick today. All right. However, when these times come, and they will come on their own, or sometimes they're self-imposed, right, with friendly fire. But when they do come, what is your reaction to that? Are you like, oh no, this is going to be hard, blah, 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 and you just fucking wig out? Or are you on the attack? Do you have that mindset that you're going to kick the door in, throw the first punch? See, only a few people, very few people, know how far they were made to go. Let me say that again. Only some know how far they were made to go. And they know how far they were made to go because of the way that they approach the tough times, the hard things, the adversity that comes into their life each and every day, each and every week, each and every year. How will you choose to show up this week? Will you choose to be one of those few people that their confidence grows because of the hard things they're doing, the way they're taking on the challenges? Or are you going to choose to be one of the common people, the mediocre people, those that allow mediocre days in their life and they don't take the challenge seriously and they think the challenge will just go away on its own? And little side note here, the longer you put off running into the punch, throwing the first punch, kicking in the door, being on the attack, the longer you put those things off, the harder those things become down the road, the bigger those problems become. I've had problems in my life before where I tried to ignore them. I put my head in the sand because I just personally, quite honestly, didn't want to approach those things. I didn't want to deal with those things. And 100% of the time, those problems became bigger. So my challenge here for you guys this week is whatever adversity that you are facing right now, you attack it. You kick the door in, throw the first punch. And let me end with this again. No man is more unhappy than he who never faces adversity, for he's not permitted to prove himself. I don't know about you, but I love proving what I'm made of. I love growing in my confidence. I love growing in my abilities to take on bigger challenges, because that means I'm having more of an impact in my life, in my bank account, in my company, in our clients' lives, in my health, in my family, my relationships. Tough times make tough people. Don't run from the tough times. I'm out.